Ukraine security issue.
Presidential Office head Andriy Yermak expects a mission of the International Committee of the Red Cross to arrive at the contact line in eastern Ukraine on Monday. According to him, he had a video conference with the new president of ICRC, Medjana Spodjaric-Eger, and urged her to do everything possible to send a mission to the penal colony in Olenivka, Donetsk region, where Russians killed at least 50 Ukrainian prisoners of war on July 29. He said it would be a very important step. In turn, Eger stressed the importance of ICRC staff having access to prisoners of war, in particular in Olenivka, saying, "This is my priority, and we will continue to facilitate access." Roman Yedelev, an expert in international law, notes that the ICRC is a non-governmental public organization authorized to safeguard norms of the Geneva Convention. Russia continues to violate them, but the committee nevertheless has certain levers of influence on the aggressor country and should use them.
Без згоди Російської Федерації це все не спрацює. Як цю згоду отримати? Представники МКЧХ.
It won't work without Russia's consent. How to get this consent? ICRC members have certain diplomatic experience. The ICRC works in Russia, in Crimea, in Donetsk. If you do your job well, you ought to know who and how to influence, using your diplomatic skills. If you don't do it and only complain that the Russian Federation doesn't give you access, then you have to admit that you fail, said Roman Yedelev.
Якщо ви цього не робите і лише заявляєте, що Російська Федерація нас не допускає, будь ласка, визнайте, що ви не впоралися.
The exact number of Ukrainian prisoners of war killed in the blast is still unknown, and Kyiv hasn't received a confirmation from Moscow. Neither the Ukrainian ombudsman nor the ICRC have been allowed there, and it's unknown what happened to the rest of Ukrainian prisoners. Nearly 65,000 Russian troops have been killed in Ukraine, but even 100,000 dead Russian citizens won't prompt the Kremlin to think a little bit. The only way to peace lies through real victories of Ukraine, through real defense of the free world from Russian terror and blackmail, by sanctions, by helping Ukraine through complete ouster of the occupiers from Ukrainian soil and dismantling of the aggressive capabilities of the terrorist state. President Volodymyr Zelensky said in his nightly address to the nation. He thanked the United States and other Western partners for helping his country. We have a new defense assistance package from the United States valued at $725 million. These are very necessary things, munitions for HIMARS and artillery, anti-tank weapons, anti-radar missiles. I thank President Biden, bipartisan Congress, and the entire American nation for this strong package. We are doing everything to reduce the capabilities of the occupiers, the ability of the Russian army to carry terror through Ukrainian land, said Volodymyr Zelensky. Digital Transformation Minister Mikhailo Fedorov wrote on Telegram that in less than 48 hours, Ukrainians had raised 150 million hryvnias, almost $4 million, for so-called Shahid catchers, high-tech counter-UAV systems capable of jamming and destroying enemy UAVs. Alexander Kochetko, a missile weaponry expert, notes that drone catchers and jammers have long been used by police and that the Ukrainian army has received drone catcher rifles from the Baltic states. But Ukraine needs a powerful counter-UAV system to defend itself from Iranian-made Shahid 136 kamikaze drones. The system would incorporate technology capable of intercepting and locking a drone's radar and determine its flight direction. Then the drone would be struck by a volley of powerful electromagnetic impulses. Here we should use Israel's experience. The Israelis have all the information about Iranian drones. They know the specifics of the Iranian drones control system, and their recommendations and advice could be of great help, said Alexander Kochetko, adding that the 150 million hryvnias raised by Ukrainians could buy three drone catchers. Elon Musk has announced he will continue to finance the operation of Starlink in Ukraine, even though at the expense of profit for his SpaceX, whose competitors will continue to earn from this kind of service. In his Twitter post, Musk didn't name the competitors. It is unclear what made him change his mind after he sent a letter to Pentagon claiming he couldn't afford to finance the operation of Starlink in Ukraine. Mikhailo Podolyak, advisor to the presidential office head, thanked Musk for taking the right side. Since Russia invaded Ukraine, EU countries have changed the vectors of their energy policies, and it's clear now that Russia has lost the European gas market, and so will be unable to impede Ukraine's movement toward EU membership, according to Mykola Davyduk, an authoritative Ukrainian political expert.
Відбувся газовий перерозподіл ринку Європейського Союзу, найбільш коштовного, найбільшого ринку в світі.
The EU gas market, the world's largest, has been rearranged. Now there is no room for Russian natural gas in this market. They might let in some drops of gas just to patch holes, but strategically there is no trust in Russian gas, because it smells of terrorism and dictatorship. Ukraine has managed to convey this information to the world. Russia relied on a very strong gas lobby in an effort to hold Ukraine back from joining the EU. Now that this lobby is gone, Ukraine can enter the EU through an open door, moreover, on a red carpet, said Mykola Davyduk. Another four ships loaded with 140,000 tons of Ukrainian grain have departed the ports of Odessa and Pivdenny. The ships were freighted by the United Nations World Food Programme, the infrastructure ministry reported on Telegram. Within the frameworks of the Grain Initiative, Ukraine has sent more than 1 million tons of food to Africa alone.